Oh, nice to meet you again. This is
Cher
Eunice. All right.
Yes.
So, wait. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? You are 27 years old.
Yes. I'm 27.
Major in English literature.
Yes.
English literature. Why did you choose that major?
Because I like the subject English the most.
You like my language?
Yes, in high school students.
When you were still a high school student?
Yes.
When you were still a high school student, and then and you continued in your university.
Yes.
Why do you like English?
Why? It's so hard to tell. But
do you like traveling?
No, I don't like traveling, but I like watch American drama or movie. So I like English the most.
English.
Yes.
Which one? You said you like watching drama and movies?
Yes.
What was the last movie that you
actually saw? These days, I didn't watch movie, but I watch drama a lot.
English dramas.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So, these days, I've watched Desperate Housewives.
Desperate Housewives.
Yes. It's classic drama.
Is it Netflix? Where do
no,
you watch it?
It's on Disney Plus.
Okay. It's not on Netflix.
Yes.
Yeah, I only have subscription in Netflix.
Netflix.
I thought I could watch it too. Desperate Housewives. Desperate Housewives. Oh yeah, it's not in Netflix.
Yes.
So it means all of this, how many actresses? Four? The main character? Four or five?
Yes, four main characters.
But why in the other posters, there are five?
Because I watch drama season three now.
Uh-huh.
But the poster you saw, it's maybe season 7 or 8.
Wow, there are a lot of seasons.
Yes.
Here, I saw this poster. There are 5 in the picture. Oh, I'm a spoiler, I think. Since I showed you a picture of 5 of them. So you will look forward for that part.
Yes.
But you can see 5 of them. So this time.
Yes.
Okay, there are a lot of seasons.
Yes.
I try not to get hooked with any series. Because it's addicting.
Oh, yes, you're right.
The last series, American series I watched was... Wait, I forgot a title, but it's about hospital. It's in the hospital.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah, they're all doctors.
Maybe Grey Anatomy?
No, not that one.
Okay.
Amsterdam.
Okay.
New Amsterdam. It's just, I don't know why I got interested because of maybe the story. Like they're featuring different stories of different people in the U.S. The struggles, especially with health, But so it's like I learned that some of the negative things of being an immigrant.
Oh.
Yeah, so there are a lot of immigrants there. So it's like problems if, for example, in like some state, they allow, it's legal to have adoption through a surrogate mom.
Oh.
So surrogacy is allowed in some state, but when you came to this state, suddenly the surrogate mom gave birth to a different state like that. So they couldn't get the baby. Ah, because the surrogate mom suddenly had a problem. She's dying. Yeah. Something like that. So the man who paid for the baby's expenses couldn't get his baby. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's just suddenly remember. So interesting.
Yes.
Is surrogacy legal in Korea?
Legacy?
Surrogacy.
Surrogacy.
It's like someone will carry the baby for other people.
I think maybe it's illegal.
I think so too.
Yes.
Surrogacy. So a surrogate mom. So surrogacy is what they do, the arrangement. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the surrogate mom is what you call the woman carries the baby.
Yeah, it's illegal in Korea.
Yeah, I think so too here.
Yes.
Yeah. But some rich people here do that. They get some babies from other places, not in the Philippines. Some rich people that can't get a chance to have their own baby. Anyways, we've gone so far with the topic. Do you have a copy of your book?
Yes, I have.
All right. So your book is Enter Pattern, Volume 2.
Yes.
Yeah. So Pattern 1. Do you see the Pattern 1? What is in Pattern 1?
I'm worried about that.
Yes, I'm worried about that. So could you please... Okay. Read the example sentences.
Oh, I read?
Yes, please, the example sentences.
Okay, I'm worried about data charges. I am worried about your health.
Okay, so I'm worried about that or I'm worried about something.
Okay.
Yeah, so when do we use this phrase?
Oh,
worried about.
When I feel worried.
About something.
Yes.
And you're worrying about something. So in the first example, I'm worried about data charges. Mm-hmm. Have you ever worry about data charges?
These days, my data is free.
Really?
Unlimited.
Ooh, because it's in your plan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't worry about my data charges.
Yeah. In here, I think before there were unlimited data on phone in the past year on phone plans, but these days, I don't know what happened to this internet providers. They removed. They limit only. So if you feed on that free data that they allow on your plan, you'll pay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. So, so that's on the phone, but internet at home, yeah, they still have. Yeah, so I am lucky now to work at home because I don't need to worry about data charges, exceeding data charges.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So, worried about data charges and worried about your health. Okay. Have you worried about health of someone?
Health?
Mm-hmm.
No. These days, I'm worried about my weight.
Oh, me too.
I want to lose some weight.
What do you do to lose some weight?
What?
What do you do to lose some weight?
Usually I walk. Walk instead of the taxi or bus.
Do you count your steps?
Oh yes.
What's your target steps in a day?
My goal is 6,000 steps a day.
Do you achieve that every day?
No.
Yeah, me too. I set that on my phone, 6,000, but I couldn't.
Me too.
Yeah, maybe when I go out in the shopping mall, I could.
Oh, me too.
But every day, since I just work at home, it's hard. Before, yeah. Maybe when I still go to the office,
could. Yes.
How about you? You go to school. Do you go to school or you study at home?
Oh, actually, I'm graduated from.
I graduated?
Yes, I am a job seeker. Yeah.
When did you graduate?
In 2019.
So wait, before Corona attack or after? 2019 started, right?
Yes.
By November?
Remember?
November.
No.
When you graduate, is there already the Corona? Not yet.
Yes. I graduate August 2019.
So there is no Corona yet. I think it started by November in Korea.
November? Oh no. Maybe graduation.
I mean the Corona.
Corona.
Yeah, Corona started by November. Attacking in Korea by November.
No. Maybe January or February in 2020.
But because my students, like by November, some of them are already wearing masks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, they started to wear masks in their academies. Because there are few cases already.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I see. All right, so. All right, so now you said you are a job seeker.
Yes.
Where do you apply these days?
I applied a job related to English.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe English tutor.
Mm.
our English education company.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I want to have a job related to English.
So you haven't worked yet anywhere after your graduation?
No. As soon as I graduate the university, I had a job.
Mm-hmm.
Is an English tutor for elementary school students.
I see.
Yes.
So you already have a job, but you said you're still looking for a job.
Yes. From August to 2019 my last semester.
Mm-hmm.
From my last semester in university to August 2021.
Mm-hmm.
For 2 years, 6 months, I work as English tutor.
Mm.
After that, I'm still looking for a job.
So did you resign? Or,
yes.
So you left, your job as an English tutor?
Yes.
May I ask why?
Because my boss
moved
the location.
Okay.
Yes.
So you had to stop.
Yes.
How about in the school?
School?
Yeah, don't you want to work as an English teacher in school?
Actually, 3 days ago or 2 years ago, I applied elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow I will be interviewed.
Oh,
I'm nervous now.
Love. So you applied as an English teacher?
Kind of. Yeah.
You can do it.
Thank you.
Yeah, just tell them your best qualities.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I also hate interviews. Though I'm thinking, this is just like question and answer, but
yes.
I'm always still nervous when I need to be interviewed by someone.
Yes.
Yeah, it still feels nervous.
Maybe.
But when I'm doing the interview, yes. It's fine.
Yes.
Yeah, you're saying something?
Maybe the next class on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
I will tell you the result.
For what happened. Yeah, I hope it's a really good result.
Thank you.
All right. So can you make, before we end today, make a sentence using I'm worried about?
Okay. Start now.
Yes, please.
I'm worried about tomorrow's interview.
Yeah, that's what I'm also thinking.
Yes.
So you're worried about that interview.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Thank you.
Good luck for tomorrow.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, so see you again on Thursday.
Okay.
Okay, have a great night.
Okay, goodbye. Thank you. Bye.